The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Yud, today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Tet Amud Bet. Two lines on the bottom. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar, Kol haragil la'asot tzedaka, havyan lo banim ba'ale chokhma, ba'ale osher, ba'ale agada. Anybody that is accustomed in giving tzedaka, so his reward is he will have children that will be ba'ale chokhma, that means scholarly wisdom, ba'ale osher, they will have wealth, and ba'ale agada, they will have the ability to give. Agada is to be darshanim. The Mefarshim explain that this is a midah keneged midah, because the pasuk says ve'achokhma tehaye be'aleha, just like wisdom gives life to a person, because there's nothing more important than wisdom. Similarly, this person that gives money to the aniyim, he's supporting him, he's giving him life. So the midah keneged midah, his children will have chokhmah. Osher is obvious, because you imparted from your money to give to the aniyim, so God will give the children osher, will give them money. And lastly, since when a person gives charity to somebody, he gives them back his kavod, his self-respect, so therefore, also the children of such a person will be ba'ale agada, they'll be darshanim, and they'll receive much respect from people. Ba'ale chokhmah, the Gemara continues, dechtiv, nimsa ha'im. The pasuk says, someone that's rodef tzedakah will find life. And we know, when it comes to chokhmah, it says, ki motzi'im matza ha'im. And therefore, that's an illusion that chokhmah is life. Therefore, tzedakah brings chokhmah. Ba'ale osher, dechtiv, tzedakah. So the pasuk says, "Rodev tzedakah v'chesed." Somebody that chases tzedakah, yimtza tzedakah. He will find tzedakah, meaning wealth, by his children. Ba'ale agada, tichtiv. Because the pasuk again says, "Rodev tzedakah v'chesed yimtza chavod." And we know that people that are darshanim, that are ba'ale agada, everybody wants to hear them, to hear the derashot, and they afford them much kavod. Ketiv acha, it says in our pasuk v'chavod. And it talks about the true kavod is the kavod of the hachamim, which is the kavod of the Torah, which means the kavod in this pasuk is referring to that the children are going to be ba'ale agada, they're going to have wisdom of Torah in them, and therefore that's going to bring them kavod. So those are the three benefits or rewards for somebody that gives tzedakah. Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, יש לו לבעל הדין להשיבך ולומר לך. If a person wants to be a rasha, or somebody that's עובד כוכבים, that wants to have claims, they can have the following claim. אם אלוהיכם אוהב עניים הוא, if God really loves the poor people, מפני מה אינו מפרנסם, so then why doesn't he give them פרנסה? So therefore, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give the aniyim פרנסה, must be he doesn't want them to have panasa, and therefore we shouldn't give tzedakah, because we're going against God's will. Because if God wanted to support them, he would support them himself. Emor lo. So if somebody tells you that, you answer him the following: kedesh shenitzol anu bahem medina shel geinam, so we could be saved from the punishment of geinam by us giving tzedakah to the aniyim. They actually afford us a zechut, which saves us from Geinam. So it's an opportunity that God presents us to to do good to the aniyim, to save our own selves. Vezu she'ela sha'al Turnus Rufus Rasha. Turnus Rufus, the Rasha, he lived in the times of the Bayit Sheni. He asked Rabbi Akiva, et Rabbi Akiva, Imilohechem ohev aniyim hu, mepeneihem eino mefarnesam. If God indeed loves the aniyim, why doesn't he support them himself? Amar no, so Rabbi Akiva said, kedei shenitzor anu behem bedina shel gehinam. So we could get the zechut of supporting them, and we could save ourselves from gehinam. Amar no, so Turnus Rufus said, adraba, on the contrary, zu shemehayeftem legehinam. By the fact that you're giving the aniyim money, that's a cause that you should be guilty to go to gehinam. Why? So he said a mashal. Emshol lecha mashal, nema davar dome. He says, let me give you an analogy to what this is similar to. Emelech basar vadam shekaas al avdo. The king got angry at his servant. Bahavasho bebet asurim. And he put him in prison. V'siva alav, and he made a commandment. Shelo la'achilo v'shelo la'ashkoto. Not to feed him and not to give him anything to drink. V'alach adam echad, and one guy came to the Eved. V'achilo v'ishka, when he came to drink, eat and came to drink. K'sheshama melech, when the king heard, lo cho'esala, doesn't he get angry? Because this guy went against the king's wishes. V'atem kiruim avadim, and you are the servants of God. Shene emad, kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. And therefore, you are going against the divine will. If God made the aniyim poor, and here comes one of the slaves and feeds the aniyim, so you're going against God. Therefore, you're guilty. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, I'm sure lechem mashal lemadavar dome. Lemelech basav adam shekas al beno." Take a different example, where God, let's say, got angry at his own son, where the king, let's say, got angry at his own son. V'havasho v'bet asurim. He put him in prison. V'siva alav shelo la'achilo v'shelo hashkoto. And he commanded not to give him to drink, not to give him to drink or to eat. V'alach adam echad. And one guy came to the son of the king. V'chilo v'shka. And he gave him to eat and drink to give him life. K'shama melech. When the king finds out, lo doron meshegel lo. Doesn't he send him a gift? Which means, because ultimately he saved the king's son's life. Which means, even if the king gets angry and punishes his son, but he's happy to hear that somebody else is concerned to save the child's life. So similarly, v'anan kiruim banim, we are called the sons of God. Tichtib banim atem l'ashem elohechem. And therefore, when a ani is poor, that's like the king punishing his son. And therefore, when another son goes and feeds the ani, so God is happy with that. That is somebody that's feeding the son of God. And therefore, we're not avadim. Turnus Rufus gave him mashal, is you're called avadim. The king gets angry at his eved, and therefore the ani is a subject, he's a eved. Therefore, somebody goes and feeds the eved, he's going against the king. Be'ikra said, no, we look at the ani as one of the sons of God, because we are called banim. And somebody that feeds the king's son, the king is happy. Amalo atem kiruim banim. You're right, you're called the children of God, but you're also called the kiruim avadim. Bizman shatem osim rusono shil makom. When you fulfill the divine will, atem kiruim banim, indeed, you are called children. And therefore, it's worthy to feed the aniyim amongst you when you're doing the mitzvot, because then already you're called children. So therefore you're right, your mashal fits good when you're fulfilling the divine will. However, but when you're not fulfilling the divine will, atem kiruim avadim, you're called avadim. And now in the exile, and therefore that's why God put you in exile. Therefore the aniyim avadim of avadim. And therefore when the king gets angry at one of his avadim and you go feed him, you're going against the king. Therefore that should bring you to Gehinnam. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva says, even so, hare hu omer, halo paros lara'av lachmecha. Go give your bread to the impoverished, to the hungry people, ba'aniyim, מרודים תביא בית. אימתי עניים מרודים תביא בית? When are we going to be in the time where the עניים מרודים, the wailers, the enemies of the Jewish people, are going to be oppressing us? Haidana, isn't that now? When the goyim are charging us high taxes? And still, what does the pasuk say? Which is, even when we're living at the time of the persecution, where the government is charging us high taxes, and we are indeed in exile, still the pasuk says, even if it's a time of aniyim merudim, where we're being forced to pay high taxes to the government, what does the beginning of the pasuk say? Halo paros la'av lachmecha, which means our obligation to give tzedakah, is even in the exile, even if we're being treated like abadim, God still wants us to give tzedakah to aniyim, to save ourselves from Gehinnom, which means Turnus Rufus, he came along and said, yeah, when God looks at you like children, that's when you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're doing the divine will. Okay, so then God wants you to feed his children. Fine, then give money to the Anim. But now you're in exile, and therefore you're like the Abadim. And then when the king punishes one of his subjects, and somebody else goes and feeds it, the king gets angry. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, you see from the pasuk that even when the Jews are in exile, when it's a time of Aniim Merudim, where the government is charging great taxes, still the pasuk implores us, Halo paros l'ra'ev lachmecha, give money to charity anyway. That means even in exile, we have an obligation to give charity, and on the contrary, it takes away from our Gehinnom. Darash Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Shalom, Keshem shemizanotav shel adam ketzuvim lo merosh hashana, just like a person's panasa is established, what he's going to make on Rosh Hashanah, kach chesronotav shel adam, so too his losses are calculated ketzuvim lo merosh hashanah. Zacha, if a person has mazal tov, that what? His losses will happen in a good way. That what? His losses will be in tzedakah. He'll give his money to the aniim. Like it says, halo paros l'ra'ev lachmecha. And at least the losses will be in tzedakah. I'll get a mitzvah. Lo zacha. V'aniim merudim tavi bayit. Then the government's agents are going to come along and take the money anyway as taxes. So he's going to lose it regardless. Fortunate is the man that loses it to tzedakah instead of to taxes. Ki had ibne ahteh the Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai, like the nephew of Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai. Hazal lehu bechelma, Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai saw in a dream, the ba'ul lemechsar sheva me'edin re, that on Motzei Kippur, he saw a dream, that his nephew that year was supposed to lose 700 dinarim. That was the gezerah of Kippur. Asinhu, so the rabbi went to his nephew and he implored him, or he solicited him, I should say, in order to give tzedakah over the course of the year. Shakal minayu l'tzedakah, to take the money to give for tzedakah. Pushka bayu shifsar dinre, he collected all monies for tzedakah, and that was to offset the losses that he saw that he was supposed to have. But he collected 683 coins. 17 coins were remaining. Pushka bayu shifsar dinde. There were 17 coins left. As he saw in the dream that he had to lose 700. But he only took 673. He collected from him. Kimata ma'ala yom ad kippure. The following year, when it was Erev Kippur, shadur debe kesar, the Caesar, the Roman Caesar, sent to this fellow, Naktinu, and he took the remaining 17 dinarim. So now the nephew was scared that maybe they're going to take more. Amaru Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, lo tethalun, don't be scared. Shifsa dine gabaychu, shaklinu menaychu. The 17 dinarim that you had, that wasn't really supposed to be yours, they took, but they're not taking anything else. Amri le, minaya dat, how do you know that they were only going to take that? I saw it in a dream last year. And therefore, that's why I went to collect the other monies from tzedakah from you. Because I knew that you were going to lose it anyway. So I said, you might as well lose it to the tzedakah, but you only gave me 673. So therefore, the other 17, I knew the government was going to take it. So the Kibbutz, Amri Lev, Amaylo Amartan. You should have told us what was going on, and we would have gave it all to tzedakah. And we would have gave the other 17 as well. Why didn't you tell us that that's the reason why you were collecting the tzedakah in order that we don't lose it somewhere else? Amadehu, he said, Amina, because I said to myself, Kiheki de ta'bedu mitzvah lishma. I thought it's better this way, that you'll do the mitzvah l'shem shamayim. Which means, because you were giving the tzedakah now l'shem shamayim. If I would have told you originally that, well, you're going to lose this money anyway. Okay, so then you would have gave it to the tzedakah. It's easy. Here, you didn't know you were going to lose this money. So you were giving the tzedakah really l'shem shamayim. So I wanted you to fulfill the greater mitzvah. So you see from this story over here, that what? I'm reading in the Perush, Sha'afabi, Shishuma Sedaka, Shinatnu, even though the amount of charity that they gave, Haya Pahot Mimashayun Notnim, Idu Amalahem, Imanetina Itabe Kavanar Uya, Adifa Davar Mashenitinat Skum Gadol, Yote Shalol Shemitzva. Which means, could be if he would have told them about the mitzvah of tzedakah that they're going to lose out, could be they would have given a higher sum. But the higher sum would have been given shelo lishma. So with the smaller sum that they gave to tzedakah, lishma, would have been greater than the higher sum that they would have given shelo lishma. Therefore he said, I don't want to tell you about the dream. And if whatever you gave to tzedakah, at least you gave it l'shem shamayim. Rapapa v'sadik bedarga. Rapapa was once walking up the ladder, ishtamid kare, and one of the rungs of the ladder broke, ba'el mepal, and he almost fell. Amar hashtag ken, he says, if I would have fell and died, echayev man desane lan, my enemy would have been guilty of. Now my enemy really means the papa himself. He was talking about himself. Kemehalel shabbatot, I would have been punished like a death of somebody that's mehalel shabbat, uch ovde avodat kochavim, or like somebody that worships idolatry. Because the punishment of these two sinners is sekila, is death by stoning. And falling off the ladder, he would have banged his head, would have been like death by stoning. He says, I would have been guilty of a death like a mehalel shabbat and oved avodah zarah. So he says, why? Why would I be worthy of such a death? So he told Rapapa, maybe today a poor person came to ask you for money and you didn't give him tzedakah. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Mekor HaOmer, Kol HaMa'alim Enav Min HaTzedakah, Ki'ilu Oved Avodat Kochavim. Somebody that denies an ani from tzedakah, it's as if he worships Avodah Zarah. How do we know? Ketivacha, it says by the mitzvah of tzedakah, Hisham Elecha Pinyei Davarim Nevavecha Beli'al, that if you're going to have a bad idea in your heart not to lend somebody money, Uktivhatam Yatsu Anashim Bnei Beli'al, and it says in the Devarim, by the people that worship Avodah Zarah, calls them Bnei Beli'al. Just like in the Ira Nidahat, the word Bnei Beli'al is referring to people that worship Avodah Zarah. Afkan in the Mitzvah of Tzedakah, to help the Anim, when it says word Bnei Beli'al, La'avodat Kochavim, it's also referring to idolatry. So you see somebody that doesn't give Tzedakah, it's as if he worships idolatry. Oh, so what is this understanding? So therefore he's saying, Rapapa, that's why you fell off the step, because you didn't give tzedakah, and really you were hayav sekira, because somebody that doesn't give tzedakah, it's as if he worshipped Avodah Zarah. The question is, why? Why is that so? So one of the Mefarshim say that the reason why we have to give tzedakah is because we believe that we're all children of the same God. Even though I'm not related to this poor man, but since we share the same God, and that child, that Ani, is a son of God, and therefore I want to make God happy by giving Parnasah to one of his children. However, when I don't give tzedakah, I'm saying that what? That maybe there's two gods. That he's not a son of God, this Ani. Therefore, maybe he has a different God. Therefore, I don't have to support him. If there's one God, and we're all children of God, so I have to help the Anihim. Because by helping the Anihim, I'm making God happy. Because I'm supporting one of his sons. By not giving tzedakah, it's an implication if you're saying that you are not under the same God. And therefore, Chas v'Shalom, it's like Avodah Zarah. Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef. Kol tzedakah v'chesed Yisrael osim ba'olam hazeh. Any tzedakah, and chesed is not with money, but kind acts that the Jewish people do in this world, shalom gadol ufrakletin Gedolim Benisela Vim Shal Shamayim. They're creating great, great defense angels, Prakletin Gedolim, that defend us in Shamayim, and great peace between the Jewish people and God. Shne'emar, Kuamar Hashem, Al Tavo Bet Marzeyah, do not come to the house of mourning. Val Telech Lespod, and don't go to mourn. Val Tanod Lehem, and don't go console them. Ki Asafti Et Shelomi Met Am Hazeh. God says, I am taking away my peace from this nation. Veta Chesed Veta Rachamim. Oh, so the Gemara explains the Pasuk. Chesed Zu Gimut Chasadim. Chesed, literally. Chesed is the Gimut Chasadim that the Jewish people do. Rachamim Zu Tzedakah that the Jewish people do. That means when the Jewish people do Gimut Chasadim and Tzedakah, God shows them in return Chesed and Rachamim, like the Pasuk says. And the Navi is saying over here that since the Jewish people did not do Tzedakah and Chesed, therefore he took away his peace. And therefore you see when the Jewish people do Tzedakah and Chesed, it brings them peace and Beracha. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gedolat Tzedakah, Shemekarevet the Geula. Great is the mitzvah of Tzedakah, it even brings closer the redemption. Shne'emar, Kuamar Hashem, Shemru Mishpat V'asu Tzedakah. Do Tzedakah. You know what happens if you do Tzedakah? Kikirova Yeshuati Lavo. Because my Yeshua is close to come. V'sitkati Legalot. And my righteousness to be revealed. Mara continues, Hu Haya Omer. Who is talking over here? Rabbi Yehuda. Asara Devarim Kashim Nivri'u Ba'olam. There are 10 strong things that were created in the world. Har Kashir. A mountain is strong. But what? Barzel Mechatecho. But the iron is able to break the mountain. Barzel Kashir. The iron is hard. However, O Ur Mefahpeo. The fire is able to melt it. Ur Kashir. The fire is strong. Mayim Mechabimoto. The water extinguishes it. Mayim Kashim. Water is strong. Avim Sovlim. But the clouds are able to hold the water. They carry the water. Otan. Avim Kashim. The clouds are strong. Ruach Mefazaratan. But the wind blows it away. Ruach Kashir. The wind is strong. Guf Sovlo. But the human body is able to tolerate the wind. Because after all, we do breathe the wind in and out. We're filled with wind. Guf Kashir. The body, human beings are strong. However, pachat shovro, fear is able to break the body. Pachat kasher, fear is strong. Yain mefigo, but good wine is able to break the person's fear. Yain kasher, wine is strong. Shena mefakachto, but sleep takes away the power of the wine. Umita kasher mekulam, but a person sleeps, ultimately that's death. And death is the strongest of all of the elements that God created. And guess what? The Gemara concludes. And Tzedakah matzelet min amita. Tzedakah is able to even save a person from death itself. Tichtiv, utztakat tasil mimavet. Tzedakah saves from death. So you see that Tzedakah is the strongest thing in the world. Darat shlebidus tebede biyanai. The way of God is not like the way of a regular human being. Midat pasar v'adam, the way of a human being. Adam mevi doron gadol amelech. A person brings a big gift to the king. Safek mekabelin oto emenu. Safek em mekabelin oto emenu. First of all, it's a question if the king's even going to accept the gift or not. Vim tirsu lomar mekabelin oto emenu. And even if you want to say that ultimately the king does accept the gift, Safek ro'e p'nei ha'melech, safek en ro'e p'nei ha'melech. It's questionable if the king is still going to give that person an audience or not. Just because he accepts his gift doesn't mean he's going to give him an audience. That Kadosh Baruch Hu Enochem, a God, is not like that. Adam notem peruta lani, a person gives even a small peruta to a poor person. Zoche u'mekabel p'nei shechina. He merits to see and greet the shechina. De shenemar, ani betzedek echazeh panecha. And Ibet Tzedek, with my charity, I see the face of God. Espe'a be'akisti munatecha. The Gemara is going to explain the end of that pasuk. Rabbi Elazar, Yahi peruta la'ani, ve'adal matzle. Rabbi Elazar used to give a piruta to a poor person and then pray. Why? Amar, dechtiv ani betzedeki chazet panecha. Before I pray, I want to merit to see the Shekhinah. So he would give tzedakah first. My ispe'a be'akitz temunatecha. What does the end of the pasuk mean? I will be satiated when I am awake from your picture. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, elu tamidei hachamim. These are the scholars that they steal sleep from their eyes in order to study Torah constantly. So these people that remain bakits, they remain awake. These Tamidei HaKamim, that they rob their eyelids from sleep in order to study Torah, they are going to be satiated with Timunatech, with the image of God. That is the reward that they get. At some stage, midah keneged midah. Because when a person sleeps, he's only physical. He takes away his spirituality. Therefore, the tzaddikim, the chamim that stay up and learn, they are continuing their spiritual being. Because a person is spiritual when he's awake. Therefore, midah keneged midah, they merit to see the spiritual God. La'atid lavo. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. My dechtiv. What does it mean in the pasuk? Melveh Hashem honen dal. Literally, it sounds like it's saying that one that gives charity to the poor person, it's as if he lent money to God himself. Malveh Hashem, it's like you become the lender to God. Honen dal. El malveh mekra katuf. If it wasn't for the pasuk that said it, we wouldn't be able to say it. Kivyachol, it's as if to say, Eved loveh leish malveh. We have a general rule that a loveh, a borrower, becomes the slave of the lender. And now the pasuk is saying that when you give tzedakah, it's like you're lending the money to God. Because really it's God's obligation to feed the poor. So when you're feeding the poor, it's like you're lending God the money. And therefore, kivyachol, we're not allowed to say it, but it's as if it's saying that now once we are lending God the money, so therefore he becomes our slave, he becomes indebted to us. Because we have a general rule. The loveh becomes indebted to the malveh. The borrower becomes indebted to the lender. Therefore, we're lending God money. Therefore, he becomes indebted to us. But of course, we cannot say such a thing. But that's what it is, as if. Amar b'chaya baraba, Amar b'yohanan. Ketiv, it says, Lo yu'il hon b'yom evra. A person's wealth is not going to help him on the day of anger. Utztakat tatsil mimavet. The tzedakah will save a person from death. Uchtiv, lo yu'ilu otzrot resha. That the treasures of the evil will not benefit him. Utztakat tatsil mimavet. Again, and charity saves a person from death. Shtet tzedakot alalu lama. What are these two charities? Why do we need two pitzukim to say that tzedakah saves a person from death? Aha, shematzilato mimita meshuna. One is to tell someone that gives charity, he gets saved from an unusual death. And the second is teaching us that he gets saved from the punishment of Gehinam itself. Which pasuk is referring that a person gets saved from Gehinam? The pasuk that uses the word Evra in it. Because the word Evra is referring to judgment, which is Gehinam. Dichtiv, Yom Evra, Ayom Ahu, the day of judgment in Gehinam is the day of Evra. The Ezoi Shematzilato Mimitam Mishuna. What's the pasuk that says that Tzedakah is going to save him from Mitam Mishuna? What type of charity saves a person from Mitam Mishuna? So the Gemara says, a type of charity of the following. Notna Ve'eno Yodeya Limin Notna. He gives the charity and he doesn't know who he's giving it to. Notla, and the poor person takes the charity, and has no idea who he's taking from. Which means a charity that is totally anonymous. That is a tzedakah that can save from death. Tosafot just points out over here on the Tosafot on the Amud Rishon, ve'ezu shematzila mimita meshuna, which is the type of tzedakah that saves a person from an unusual death. So it says, when he gives it totally anonymously, this mitzvah is so great, it should save him from Gehinnam. Not only from unusual death, it should save him from Gehinnam. So Tosfot answers, yes, of course it saves a person from Gehinnam, this type of charity. The Hiddush is, it even saves him in this world. Because normally mitzvot are not rewarded in this world. The Hiddush of is, when a person gives tzedakah anonymously, not only does it save him from Gehinnam, like the first type of charity, but it's also going to save him in this world as well. So you see, there's a double benefit by giving charity anonymously. So the Gemara says, you're giving the money, but you don't know who you're giving it to, to the exclusion of the way Mor Ugba used to give charity. He used to go every day, and he used to put 4 zoos in a certain slot under the door of a certain ani. He knew who he was giving it to, although the ani did not know who was the donor. But Mor Ugba knew. So when it says, you give it and you don't know who you're giving it to, not like Mor Ugba, because Mor Ugba knew he was giving it to. Notla ve'en no yudeya memin notla. And the receiver has no idea who's giving it. Lapuke mid Rabbi Abba. That's the exclusion of Rabbi Abba. Because Rabbi Abba, he used to walk amongst the aniim, and he used to have a bundle of money on his shoulder. And he used to hang over his shoulder. The aniim would come and take from the sack. The rabbi, Rabbi Abba, did not know who he was giving to. But they knew who was giving it. Because they knew it was Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba did not see them, but they saw him. So the highest level of tzedakah, the Gemara is saying, where the giver does know who he's giving to, and the recipient doesn't know who it's coming from. How do you do that? How do you accomplish that? You put it in the kupat tzedakah of the city, in the treasure of the city. You put the money over there, and therefore it's in the general treasure there. Therefore, when they're going to give the money out, the person that's giving doesn't know who it's going to go to, and the person that's getting doesn't know where it came from, because you just put it in the general tzedakah box. And therefore, it's totally anonymous on both sides. And it says on that type of tzedakah, utzdakat tzil mimavet. It saves the person from death in this world, and it saves them from gehinnam in the next world. Meti, we have to give another question. Ma ya'aseh adam ve'yu lo banim zekharim. What should a person do if he wants to have boys? What's that, boys? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yifazer Ma'otav La'aniim. Give your money out to the poor people. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yisabach Eshto Lid Bar Mitzvah. He should be with his wife. Because the Gemara says that if the Isha Mazra Atechila, if the lady sees Zera first, he'll have boys. So therefore you should make your wife happy. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Lo Yiten Adam Perutala Nikisha Tzedakah. You want to have boys? Want to have a zechut? Don't put your money in the kupa of tzedakah. Ela imken memune alea kerebi Hananya ben Tenadjon. Unless the administrator of the kupa is as honest as of Hananya ben Tenadjon. So you see what? That it's not praiseworthy to put money in the kupa. You just told me if you put money in the kupa, you get saved from mitah mishunah, you get saved from death, and you get saved from Gehinnam. Here it's saying, really you should keep away from putting the money in the kupa, unless it's being administrated by a very honest man, like Rav Hananya ben Dosav, like Rav Hananya ben Terajon, for example. Gemara answers, Ki ka'amrinan, temimaneh alak, Rav Hananya ben Terajon. That's what I told you, that giving tzedakah saves you from mitah mishunah, is talking about where you give it to a kupa that's being managed by an honest man like Rav Hananya ben Terajon. I was talking about that type of kupa. But you're right. If the kupa is not being run by an honest person, in the kadameh, don't give it to it. Amar Rabbi Abu. Amar Moshe Rabbi Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Bameh Tarum Keren Yisrael. With what actions that the Jewish people can do, are they going to elevate themselves over all nations of the world? And their honor is going to soar. Amar lo, b'chitisa. God answered him on the commandment that's written in Parashat Kitisa. The Jewish people give b'chasit ha-shekel. When they collect the shekel from half a shekel from every member, this will elevate them. Amar babu, shalu et Shlomo ben David. They asked King Solomon, Hadehechan kocha shel tzedakah. What's the power of tzedakah? Amar lehem, siru uru, ma pirish David abba. Go look what my father David wrote in Tehilim. Bizar natan levyonim, if a person scatters his money to the poor people, tzedkato omedet la'ad, the mitzvah lasts forever, karno tarum bekavod. And he elevates himself eternally, and he receives great honor. Rabbi Abba Amar, Ve'acha, Rabbi Abba quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Hu merumim yishkon. He will elevate in the highest places. He will live in the highest places. Mitzadot selaim miskabo. He has a bundle of, Mitzadot selaim miskabo. His place is in a protected fortress of stone. Why? Lachmo nitan me'mav ne'emanim. Because he gave out his bread and his water. Mata'am merumim yishkon. What's the reason why he's going to dwell in the high places? Mitzadot Tzilaim Eskabu, he's protected in a fortress. B'shun de Lachmon Itan, because he gave his bread to the Aniim, Umemav Ne'emanim, and he gave his water to those that are needy. V'amar Rabbi Abu, Shalu et Shilomo, Ezu ben Olam Abba, who is going to Olam Abba? Malehem, Kol Shekenege Zekenav Kavod, that anybody that they give him honor in this world, because he's a zaken, because he's a hakam, not because he's wealthy. Anybody that receives honor in this world because he's truly deserving, because he's a hakam, he's ben olam abba. Ki had Rabbi Yosef bered Rabbi Yoshua. The famous story of Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yoshua. Halash, he got sick in Gad, and his ruach left him, which means he actually died, but he came back to life. When he came back to life, Amale Abu. So his father asked him, "My Hazit, when you were up there in the Olam Abba, what did you see?" So Rabbi Yosef tells his father, "Amale Olam Hafuch Ra'iti. I saw a topsy turvy world. Elyonim Lemata, people that were high in this world, like wealthy people. In that world, they're low. Tachtonim Lemala, and people that were low in this world, like the Anihim." Over there, they're high. Amale, so Rabbi Yoshua told his son, Olam baru ra'ita. That's not a topsy-turvy world. You saw a world that's proper. Which means that's the way it's supposed to be. In Olam Abba, they don't give any credence to possessions and materialism. Only to those people that accomplished spiritual accomplishments. Now, Tosafot, over here says, he has a tradition from the Rabbeinu Hananel, that there were two rabbis. There was Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the rabbi, and Shmuel was the Talmid. But in Olam Abba, Shmuel was the rabbi, and Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmid. Which means the topsy-turvy world was that the student was now in front of the rabbi. Which means the rabbi sat now in front of the student. Tosfot says, "Haynu shiras Shmuel, dava yativ kameh de Rav Yehuda, talmide." Well, actually, Shmuel was now sitting in front of Rav Yehuda, the student. Shmuel was the rabbi, and Rav Yehuda was the student in this world. But now it was reversed. Shmuel was now sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. Why? The Miha, the Rav Yehuda Talmide. Right? Let me just say it clearly again. Let me read it inside of Tosafot. Haynu Shira'a Shmuel, Dava Yativ Kameh, the Rav Yehuda Talmide. Correct. Shmuel was the rabbi. But in Olam Abba, he was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda's student. Rav Yehuda was now on top. Why? Mishum de miha b'Shmuel. Because Rabbi Yehuda once gave a rebuke to Shmuel because there was a certain lady that needed help, and Shmuel refused to help her. And he came along and said that you have an obligation to help. It's a pasuk that says if you don't help the people that are needy, God is going to not help you in your time of need. And since Rabbi Yehuda rebuked Shmuel, And Shmuel did not help this lady. So in the Olam Haba, it was role reversal. Now, Rav Yehuda was treated as the rabbi and Shmuel the student. And that's what Rav Yosef saw. That was the Olam Hafuch that he saw. That the student was now the rabbi and the rabbi was like the student. Anyway, the Gemara continues. Anyway, Rav Yosef was up there in Olam Haba for a little while. So his father told him, Ve'anan, Hechi Hazitinan, how do the rabbis look in Olam Haba? What's the status of Tamidei Chachamim? Amar leh, Hechi dehashbinan hacha, hashbinan hatam. The respect that we get in this world, which means the honor that we have in this world, because of our Torah, because of our Chokhmah, we also receive the honor and the Chokhmah for eternity in Olam Haba. So therefore you see what? Whoever gets respect for his Chokhmah in this world will get respect in Olam Haba as well. If they respect you for your wealth, then it's Olam Hafuch. But if they respect you for your Torah, you will have that forever. V'shamati shayu omrim. And I heard them say, Ashrei mi sheba lechan v'talmudo biyado. Fortunate is the person that comes here to Olam Haba and he remembers his learning. V'shamati shayu omrim. And I also heard them say, Harugei Malchut, that anybody that was killed by the Romans, they reach high levels in Olam Haba. And Biriyah Yechula La'amod Bechisatam, that no other human being could even stand in their area. Which means those that die Al Kiddush Hashem by the Romans, nobody can stand in their area. But that's who this is referring to. Maininu Idima Rabbi Akiva V'Haverav, if this is referring to Rabbi Akiva and his friends, because they also died by the Romans, Mishumar Ukeh Malchut, well, the only reason why they're so great is because they died by the hands of the Romans, Vetula, Pshita, it's Pashut Belavaki, Belavaki Namir, but even without that, they were great. Rabbi Akiva and all the 10 martyrs, they were great Tanaim, they were Tzadikim. Even before they died Al Kiddush Hashem, nobody could stand in their presence in Olam Haba. So then who's this referring to over here, that the Kiddush Hashem elevated them to a higher level? Ela Haruge Lod. This is talking about the people that died in the city of Lod. What was the story? So the Gemara says, in the times of the Romans, there was the daughter of the Caesar was found dead. And the government blamed the Jews for killing her. And the government ruled to kill all the Jewish people. Two brothers, they were tzaddikim, their names were Lolainos and Papos. They came along and said, falsely, but they said to the government, we did it. And the king killed them. But as a result, saved all the other Jews. So the Gemara says, these two Jews that sacrificed their lives in order to save all the others, so these are the ones that have the highest level of Olam Haba, and nobody's going to be in their mechitza. Nobody can be in their company. Anya, we have a braita. Amar lehem Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai letalmidav. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai told the students, Banai, ma'u shamar katuv? What does the pasuk in Mishle mean? Tzedakah terumem goy. Tzedakah will elevate a nation. Behesed le'umim hatat. And the kindness that the nations do is sinful. Now the question is, which nation does tzedakah elevate and which nation does chesed bring down and is considered sinful? Na'ana Rabbi the Ezer Ve'amar. Now we're going to see many different perushim to this Gemara. Na'ana Rabbi the Ezer Ve'amar. Rabbi the Ezer started off and said, I'll tell you the pshat. He was the first of the students. Tzedakah teromem goy Elu Yisrael. That's the goy miyuhad, that's the chosen nation. And therefore, it's referred to goy. Dichtiv, like it says, Umi chamecha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aris. We are considered goy echad. So tzedakah teromem goy. Tzedakah elevates the goy echad ba'aris. Vehesed leumim hatat. Kol tzedakah vahesed shumot ovdei kochavim osim. All the charity. The chesed that the Ovdei Kochavim do, hetu lahen, it's considered a sin. Why? She'enam osim ela letgadel bo. They only do it in order that they should get a perk, a benefit. Of what? Of long life. They do it so they can live long. Kemo she'ne'emah, like it says by Dariavish, who was the second king of Paras, when he told his servants to go help him build the Beit HaMikdash, like it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, why was he so generous to go build the Beit HaMikdash and give charity to build and do this chesed? Because he says, "Dilehevon Me'akrebin yichochin, let the Jews bring sacrifices le'elah shemaya to the God in the heavens, umtzalayin, and they'll pray le'chayim malka for the life of the king, ubnoi, and his children. It's the only reason why he helped build it, because he thought it would serve him well. So therefore it says, chesed le'umim hatat, the goodness that the goyim do, it's self-serving. So Gemara says, what's the problem with that? Ud avid acher lav tzedakah geburai? So you give it for ulterior motives. Isn't that tzedakah as well? Rat tanya. We have a brayta. We learned it in Pesachim. Haomer, sel hazel tzedakah. Guy says, I'm going to give this coin to charity. Bishvil shi yichyu banai. So my children should live. And there's a chut of this mitzvah. Ubishvil shi yizkeh le'olam haba. Not I should merit olam haba. Hare zeh tzaddik gamur. He's a perfect tzaddik. So what's the problem of giving charity from an ulterior motive? Lakashya, kan be Israel, kan be Oved Kuchavim. The Gavara makes a chiduk. One is talking about Israel, and one is talking about Oved Kuchavim. What's the difference? The Israel makes the stipulation. But even if it doesn't come true, he doesn't regret it. Even if his children don't end up living, he doesn't say, ah, what a waste of time, I gave the charity. No, he's happy to give the mitzvah. But the goy, if the stipulation doesn't come true, he regrets. That is indeed chesed le'umim. The charity of the le'umim is indeed chatat, is indeed sinful, because it's self-serving. The next pshat was coming from Rabbi Yoshua. Now, not Rabbi Yoshua, but he answered. And he said, Tzedakat le'umim goy elu Yisrael. Tichtiv umicha mecha Yisrael goy ahad. Good, same pshat. That the Jewish people are elevated by tzedakah. Ve'chesed le'umim chatat. Kol tzedakah v'chesed shumot ovdei kuchavim osim, all the good tzedakah and chesed that the umot ha'olam do, chetu lem, it's sinful. She'en osin ela kedeh, she'timashek malchutan. Again, they do it for ulterior motives. So their kingdom will last. She'ne'emar, like it says by Daniel, after Daniel interpreted to Nebuchadnezzar the dream, and there was a big gezerah that was going to come on Nebuchadnezzar. So Daniel advised Nebuchadnezzar, if he wants to stave off the decree, Lahen Malka, Milki Yishpar Alach, the king will have mercy on you, God will have mercy on you, Lahata'ach, and your sins, Bistaka Firuk, will be redeemed through charity, Ve'avayatach, Bimihan Anayan, and your sins will be atoned by having mercy on the Aniim, Hen Teve Archa Leshadatech, it'll give you a stay for your tranquility. That is the only reason why Nebuchadnezzar gave charity, because he thought it would serve him well to extend his tranquility and peace. Chesed le'umim chatat, ulterior motives. Now, not Rabban Gamliel, but Rabban Gamliel said. Third explanation. Tzedakat le'umim goy, elu Yisrael dechtivu micha mecha Yisrael. Bechesed le'umim chatat, kol tzedakah v'chesed. Sh'ovdei kuchavim osim chetu la'en, it's sinful. They only do it so they can be boastful and arrogant. And anybody that's arrogant, nofel begeinam, ends up in geinam. Shneemar, zed yahir, the arrogant man, let shemo is a letz, ose be'evrat zadon. He does things in a way that brings him to evra. What is evra? Ve'en evra ele geinam. So you see that a person that is arrogant ends up in Geinam, and they only give their tzedakah in order to be boastful that they give, and therefore they're going to end up in Geinam. Hence it is indeed a sin, because they're going to end up in Geinam because of the tzedakah that they give, because it only breeds arrogance. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Adayin anu tzrichim lamoda'i. We need the perush, and all these perushim are very nice. But we need the perush of Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i. So they call him the Modai. Why? Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i Omer, Tzedakat le'umim goy, Elu Yisrael dechtiv. Umi chamecha Yisrael goy achat. You're right, Jewish people are elevated. V'chesed le'umim chatat, kol tzedakah v'achet, shedur chachamim osim. All the tzedakah and chesed the goyim do, chetu lehem, she'en osim. They do these actions of good only ela leharef otanu bo, in order to curse us with their good deeds. We learned this from the words of Nebuzaradan that he told Yirmiyahu when the Jewish people were being exiled. Shneemar vayaveh vayas Hashem kasher diber ki hatatem la Hashem. So the Goyim, the Nebuzaradan said, God is doing this to you because you have sinned. Lo shemaatem bekolo, and you have not listened to his words. Hayalachem adavar hazeh. Which means the only reason why they did tzedakah and chesed is what? So they can come along and use it against us. You see, you're not like us. We give charity and you don't. Therefore, God punished you. So they do it in order to blaspheme the Jewish people. So Rabbi Gamliel felt that this is a very important pirush. Because till now, it was just saying that they do the tzedakah for their own self-serving reason. But now he goes even further and says that not only is it self-serving, but they use it against us to make us look bad, like Nebuzaradan told Yirmiyah. Few more pirushim. Na'anar bin Nechonyah bin Akanada Amar. Nechonyah bin Nechonyah gara putzat tzedakah turumim goy vechesed li Yisrael ul'umim hatat. Oh, he read the pasuk totally different. He read it, tzedakah terumim goy vechesed, which means the tzedakah that the Jewish people do with their money and the chesed that they do with their bodies, that elevates us. Which means the tzedakah and the chesed is elevating the Jewish people. Ul'umim hatat. And to the rest of the nations, ul'umim, all they have is sins. She means the word chesed is going back on the Jewish people. Tzedakah terumim goy vechesed. The tzedakah and the chesed elevates the goyahat. Ulumim, however, terumim, it is indeed just chatat. And the Farshim explain over here. Tzedakah and chesed are close midot. Tzedakah is a person does with his money, and chesed he does with his goof. And therefore, chesed is a higher level. So therefore, the earlier Tanaim learned what? That Israel elevate themselves even by doing the smaller action. Which means even by doing tzedakah turim goyim, even the tzedakah elevates us. Whereas the goyim, even when they do chesed, which is a greater than tzedakah, it's a sin, it's self-serving. Here, Rabbi Nochayah learns different. He says, tzedakah terumim goy vechesed. Which means, Rabbi Yochanan is coming along and saying, both the midah of chesed and tzedakah are by the Yehudim, but do not apply at all to the goyim. The first pshatim said they do chesed, it's just it's hatat. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, chesed and tzedakah exclusively is by the Yehudim. Ul'umim hatat. Amad Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Tlamidav, Nir'in Dever Rabbi Nochanya ben Akana Medevarai Umedevrechem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you know what? I like Rabbi Nochanya's pshat better than my pshat and your pshat. Fishu noten tzedakah v'chesed Yisrael. Because he puts tzedakah and chesed exclusively to us, to Yisrael. Olovdeku chavim hatat. And to the goyim, just hatat. But they don't know anything. So Gemara says, wait, from the fact that it says that Rabbi Yochanan said, it seems his pshat is better than mine and yours, Michlal dehu name amar. He must have said a pshat, but we didn't hear his pshat. What did he say on this pasuk? Mayhi. Tetanya amalem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Keshem shehachatat mechaperet haYisrael. Oh, he says a novel pshat. Just like Korban Hatat atones for the Jewish people, kach tzedakah mechaperet alamot haolam. So too, the tzedakah that the goyim give, it atones for them as well. Tzedakah terumim goy. The chesed le'umim, the chesed that the goyim do, hatat, it's like a korban hatat. It's not sinful like the other rabbis learned. Hatat, it's atoneful. And like from the lashon korban hatat. And therefore the tzedakah that they do is mechaper for them, like a korban hatat, which is a totally different interpretation of the pasuk. Which is the whole pasuk is referring to goyim. Tzedakah terumim goy. That's talking about the goyim. It elevates even the umot ha'olam. And the chesed that they do, hatat is like a korban hatat. So the Jews are not even mentioning this pasuk bechlal, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Those are all the interpretations to this pasuk. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.